Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Ray Jaso, Ray Jaso. Mr. Ray Jaso, date of birth 4/15/1984, date of accident 6/11/2023. The date of service is 1/18/2024. Mr. Ray Jaso is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 6/11/2023, where he was involved in a head-on collision as a resident driver, leading to headaches which are still present, as well as history of dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and blurred vision, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as both shoulders and both knees, and some chest pain was also reported initially, with difficulty time in abduction and forward flexion. Pain in the knee was more on the left than the right. And MRIs were done, and various injections were done. He has received two injections to the left knee, bringing some reasonable relief. The MRIs that were done were found to be normal in the area of cervical spine. Except in cervical spine, there was a herniated disc at C5 and 6, leading to effacement of the thecal sac. In the thoracic spine, it was found initially a mild bone marrow edema in the anterior aspect of T11, T12, and L1 vertebral bodies, and no scoliosis, no disc problem was noticed. Lot of facet arthropathy and degenerative arthritis was also seen in the spinal area. A CT scan that was done for thoracic spine showed spondylotic spurring of T5 to T11, degenerative changes at the lower thoracic spine. However, no bone marrow edema or fractures was noticed, no other issues. CT of the sternum was also negative. However, in the knee area, there was a subtle tendinosis and subtle bursal surface fraying of the supraspinatus tendon for the right shoulder MRI, and subtle osteoarthritis of the AC joint. And the injections have been done only, and no injections have been done, and I think his time is coming to help me with that. In left knee, there was a finding of quadriceps tendinosis and also prepatellar bursitis. That will be provided a steroid injection now to bring some relief. His pains are continuing as of now. He reports that his pain in the neck and the upper back is around 6, lower back is 9 to 10. Pain in both the knees is around 10, and headaches are ongoing around 5 to 6, mostly occupying the vertex. Headaches are less often than before, not associated with any nausea or vomiting or any dizziness, or vertigo even, and no ear issues, no ringing in the ear or fuzzy in the ear, minor loss of memory. Patient report that these pains are 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And there is no radiculopathy or radiation of numbness, tingling, or pain in the upper extremity or lower extremity as such. And no finger or toe involvement, no motor weakness is reported for the upper and lower extremity. ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports a 50% improvement in the pain symptoms since the time of accident with the help of injection and physical therapy. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review the ADL, review the chart for the ADL for system review, as well as for additional history, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, kindly mention the blood pressure is found to be 141 over 89, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from previous visit, that is dated 12/21/2023. Dictation number is 1222-008. Plan is the patient should continue seeing the neurologist as prescribed by the patient conditions. He is going for laser treatment. Dr. Ryder is looking for is the neurologist. He is also doing neuropsych. And the patient was advised to have a right supraspinatus injection and left quadriceps tendon injection. However, the patient signed the consent and then he withdrew the consent, so it could not be done. He's advised to continue physical therapy 2 times a day for neck, mid-back, lower back, and bilateral shoulder area, as well as for the knees. And traction massage has been ordered. Laser treatment has been advised. And then he stays off work. Hospital replacement, transportation, and case management is ordered. Chiropractic treatment is also advised for the patient. He's provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Phylaxerol is provided 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix is provided 20 mg 2 times a day for pain relief, stomach protection. Elavil is provided 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and pain relief. Lyrica is provided for pain relief. Fioricet is provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidopro ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Case management is going on. Neurosurgery has been, patient has been advised to visit a neurosurgery as a second consultation, and a cervical pillow is given. Laser treatment is being given. Chiropractic treatment has been provided. The patient is reasonably well. He is an obese guy, and that complicates the whole symptomatology, which is more exaggerated. He always seeks for stronger pain medication. It appears that he exaggerates his pain, I think, but we are not sure.